Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind. And your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed on by the other side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instructions, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So there I was in the office with the phone on hold. Apparently somebody tried to buy Rhode Island with my credit card, and I was trying to figure out how to fix the problem and get a new credit card. While I was there, the doorbell rang. So I left the phone and went to the door and saw there was a man about my age. And he said to me, "Father Peter, it's Duker. Now let me ask you, how many people do you know in your life with the name Duker?" Me. I had a friend, 12 years old, his name was Duker. When he said his name, it's just like my mind just flooded with wonderful memories of my childhood. And in a rapid exchange, we talked about our lives up to this moment. And in about 2 minutes, I learned that he has 6 children. He lives in Connecticut, and he came up to see a Celtics game because his kids are big fans of the Celtics. He wanted to come over to see me while he was in the town. And I also learned that he married the girl that I wanted to marry when I was 12 years old. Then he said, "I got to go. I got to get back to the kids." And I went back to the phone with my credit card problem. And you know, that wonderful moment, that moment of blessing, that was terrific, was almost completely erased, evaporated, deleted because of my big problem. But I didn't let it. That night before I went to sleep, I went back and I visited that moment. And I said, "That is amazing. I haven't seen him in 50 years and all the fun we had together. And he came all the way out of his way to see me." And I'm thinking of all these wonderful thoughts. And I said, "Wow. Do you know that's my favorite prayer?
Wow. Publishers and authors of prayer books hate that prayer because it's only one word. And when you realize that God did something really great in your life, and you say the word, wow, know this. God is up in heaven saying, finally, somebody notices me. You know, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, the man who fell to robbers, imagine him that night waking up from his almost near-death experience, and you happen to be there, and you say to them, hey, how was your day today? Now, he could say, it's the worst day of my life. These thugs came out of nowhere, and they jumped me, they beat me, they took all my clothes away, my possessions, they left me in the gutter to die. It was horrible. He could say that. But he could also say, this is the greatest day of my life. I must be the luckiest man in the world because God's watching over me. He sent somebody to save me. God is in our lives all the time. There's always blessings. But you know the thing is that sometimes our problems and our difficulties in life can hide those blessings. They seem like they disappear. But they're there. The blessing is there. You just gotta see it.